This recording is the Unit 3 review notes. Again, I will go through it fairly quickly, so if you need to push pause or stop and rewind, you are welcome to. Number 1, make sure on all of these that you are showing all of your work, and make sure that you're showing your work on both sides. So on number 1, you need to subtract 9 from both sides, and your answer is negative 4. On number 2, you need to add 5 to both sides, and your answer is 14. Number 3, you need to add 8 to both sides, and your answer is 3. Number 4, you need to subtract 13 from both sides, and your answer is 19. Number 5, you need to divide both sides by 7, and your answer will be negative 9/7. Don't worry about reducing that, you can just leave it as an improper fraction. Number 6, you need to divide both sides by 8. Make sure you simplify the fraction, but you don't need to change it into a mixed number, so your answer is going to be 5/4. Number 7, you're going to divide both sides by 3.57, and your answer is going to be 6.26. Number 8, because we have 2/5 times x, we need to divide by 2/5, but we don't ever actually divide fractions, so instead we're going to multiply both sides by the reciprocal. So the reciprocal of 2/5 is 5/2. So our work is going to be multiplying both sides by 5/2, and your answer will be negative 65/2. Number 9, you need to multiply both sides by 3/4, and your answer is 5/8. Number 10, we now start into our two-step equations. So we're going to subtract 9 from both sides and have 5y equals 6. Then we're going to divide both sides by 5 and get your answer of 6/5. Number 11, you're going to add 3 to both sides and have 5m equals 18. Then divide both sides by 5 to get your answer of 18/5. Number 12, you're going to add 3.4 to both sides and have 2x equals 10.9. Then divide both sides by 2 to get 5.45. Number 13, you're going to subtract 5 from both sides and have x divided by 3 equals 3. Then you're going to multiply both sides by 3, or 3 over 1 if that makes more sense to you, and your answer is 9. Number 14, you're going to subtract 12 from both sides, so you'll have x over negative 5 equals 6. Multiply both sides by negative 5, and your answer is negative 30. Number 15, subtract 1 from both sides. Then remember, in front of our x is a negative 1, so we're going to divide both sides by negative 1 to get negative 6. Number 15, we're going to start multi-steps here, so we need to first combine our like terms. There's nothing to combine on the same side of the equal sign, so we have to combine on opposite sides of the equal sign. When we combine on opposite sides of the equal sign, we need to add or subtract to move the whole term. I chose to move my variables, my x's, over to the right side. So I added 5x to both sides and got 23 equals negative 8 plus x. Then I added 8 to both sides and my answer is 31. On number 16, the first step is to multiply both sides by 9, and so then you have 45 equals 3x plus 2. Subtract 2 from both sides, and you have 43 equals 3x. Then divide both sides by 3, and your answer is 43/3. On number 17, I started by distributing the 4. So I have 8x minus 20 equals 14. Then add 20 to both sides, so you have 8x equals 34. Then divide both sides by 8, and you get x equals 17/4. On number 18, I again started by distributing. So 10 minus 2x equals negative 6x plus 12. Again, we need to combine like terms that are on opposite sides of the equal sign. This time I decided to move my variables over to the left side. So I added 6x to both sides. So 10 plus 4x equals 12. Then I subtracted 10 from both sides, so 4x equals 2, and then I divided by 4 on both sides, and my answer is 1/2. Number 19. On number 19, there are like terms on the same side, so the first thing I did was combine negative 2x and 7x. So I have 5x plus 5 equals 3. Subtract 5 from both sides to get 5x equals negative 2. Then divide both sides by 5 and get your answer of negative 2/5. On number 20, I distributed first, so 4.2 equals 0.2x minus 1.75. Add 1.75 to both sides, so you have 5.95 equals 0.2x. Divide both sides by 0.2, and your answer is 29.75. Turn your paper over to the back, and we'll look at number 21. We're supposed to circle Jessica's mistake and explain her error. So the first line, what we need to do is we need to combine 3x and minus 5x. In the problem, it says that is 8x. So that is your mistake, because 3x minus 5x is negative 2. Number 22. Now it says on these that you are writing an expression. You're actually supposed to be writing an equation, and I'll tell you that in class, but if you're just listening to this at home, make sure from 22 to 24 that you're writing an equation, not an expression. So an equation meaning that there needs to be an equal sign in there. On number 22, the equation I wrote was 5c plus 20 equals 725, and your cost is $141. On 23, my equation is 5c plus 3350 equals 60, and the cost is $5.30. On 24, my equation was 3s plus 25 equals 45, and my cost was $6.67. Now these are numbered a little funny, so I will just go off of the number that is there so you can follow along to which one I'm talking about. We're going to move into the inequalities. Just a reminder with inequalities, you solve them the same as you did the equations unless you multiply or divide by a negative number. If you ever multiply or divide by a negative number, you need to flip your inequality. So the question labeled 1, the first thing you need to do is multiply both sides by negative 5. Now, like I just said, because we multiplied by a negative 5, I need to flip my inequality. So my answer is going to be r is greater than or equal to 15. So on the number line, because there's that or equal to underneath the greater than, we're going to have a closed dot on 15. And we want r, meaning all of the numbers greater than or equal to 15, so we shaded to the right. So our picture is a closed dot on 15 shaded to the right. Next is the question labeled 7. We're going to divide both sides by 6, get an answer of x is greater than or equal to negative 7. So we will put a closed dot on negative 7 and shade to the right. Number 8, we're going to subtract 8 from both sides and have x divided by 9 is less than or equal to 3. Then we're going to multiply both sides by 9 to get an answer of x is less than or equal to 27. And our graph, or our picture, will be a closed dot on 27 and shaded to the left. Number 9. We're going to add 2 to both sides and have h over negative 4 is greater than or equal to 14. Then we're going to multiply both sides by negative 4. Hopefully right there you're remembering that if you multiply by a negative number, you have to flip your inequality. So our answer is h is less than or equal to negative 56. Our graph is a closed dot on negative 56 and shaded to the left. Number 10, we need to combine like terms that are on opposite sides of the equal sign, but it's not actually an equal sign this time, it's an inequality. So opposite sides of the inequality. I decided to move my variables to the left, so I subtracted 2y from both sides, and my inequality now says 5y minus 5 is less than 30. I added 5 to both sides, so I have 5y is less than 35. And then I divided both sides by 5, and y is less than 7. Your graph is an open circle on 7 and shaded to the left. Number 11. I distributed my negative 3 to start, so I have negative 3f plus 6 is greater than or equal to 12. I then subtracted 6 from both sides. That gave me negative 3f is greater than or equal to 6. I'm now going to divide both sides by negative 3. Again, hopefully you're thinking, oh, hey, I divided by a negative, so I need to flip my inequality. So your answer is f is less than or equal to negative 2, and your graph is a closed dot on negative 2 shaded to the left. For 12 and 13, you're supposed to graph the inequalities. So on 12, it says a is greater than 8, so we're going to put an open dot on 8 and shade to the right. On 13, it says m is less than or equal to negative 10, so we're going to put a closed dot on negative 10 and shade to the left.